There's a widespread idea in this land that the Bible is not true. Professors at our major universities go out of their way to destroy a person's faith in the Scriptures. In one of my classes at the University of Washington, the professor started out his first lecture by announcing that one of his objectives in this class was to destroy the faith of any Christians who were taking his course. And he was good. In fact, a girl who was a graduate of a Bible school was pretty badly shaken up. But it's not only on campus. Even in some churches, you hear the same thing. I heard a preacher say one time that he didn't believe anything the Bible said about the value of the death of Jesus Christ. In fact, he said the blood of Jesus Christ was of no more value than the blood of a cat. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, Why I Believe the Bible. One of the first things that attracted me to the Bible was the lives of some people who were living by its teachings. I would visit their homes and find a warmth and love that prevailed. And in every case, the Bible played a central role in their lives. Down through the years, I have observed that people who try to pattern their lives after the message of the Scriptures are good, hard-working, honest folk. They are not the ones who are involved in the embezzlement and crooked politics, the shady deals that are commonplace in today's society. Another reason why I've chosen to believe the Bible is the teachings of Jesus Christ himself on the subject. Like anyone else, I could have chosen to believe a German theologian, or a French philosopher, or an English bishop, or anybody else. But I have chosen to believe Jesus. In his prayer to the Heavenly Father, he prayed for his followers and said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Jesus believed the Bible. After his resurrection from the dead, Jesus did not object to his followers' unbelief of the angels of the tomb, nor of their slowness of heart to believe the women. He objected to their slowness of heart to believe the Bible. Luke 24:25 says, "Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken." People say, "Leroy, do you believe the Bible from cover to cover?" And I say, "No, I don't. I believe all the Bible and the cover too, because on the cover it says, Holy Bible." I was talking to a college student one day, and he said he didn't think the Bible was so great, not much different than any other book. So I asked him if for $1 million he would undertake to write a book that people would carry to every tongue and tribe in the world and live there just so that that book could be read by everyone on the earth. He laughed and said he didn't think he could write such a book. Of course not. There's only one book on earth like that, the Holy Bible. There are huge publishing houses that risk their entire fortunes on the publication of one book, the Bible. If they tried it with any other book, they would be bankrupt. But really, the issue is not do we believe the Bible, but are we learning it and living by its teachings? May God bless you as you grow in your knowledge of the Word of God.